We all know that Yontiv of Chanukah is the Yontiv of Golus. The Or of the Chanukah Licht is meant to illuminate the Shvera Bitter Golus and motivate us to continue with Avodas Hashem despite all the distractions and the travails that Golus bring. I'd like to try to provide a little bit of insight into the Avodas Hayoim of Alokas Ner Chanukah and how Ner Chanukah is supposed to give us that hope, that ray of hope that's able to give us the ability to continue with a bren, with our Avodas Hashem, even during the Shvera Golus. I'd like to maybe focus on a quandary that I think anyone learning Hilchos Chanukah would be bothered by. We know that the Yisoid of Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is Persume Nisa. Where else do we find a mitzvah like Ner Chanukah, where Chazal instituted a commentary of Haneris Halolu? We have to explain what we're doing, and we declare Bechtei Lohoidoi Sulahalel. We see how integral the idea of Persume Nisa is. The Chazal made it an obligation to explain what you're doing. Bechtei Lohoidoi Sulahalel. You can't even finish the lighting without explaining that the purpose of this mitzvah is Persume Nisa. It's interesting. Bederech Klal, we don't find in mitzvahs the idea of doing it publicly. In Yiddishkeit, ein lechoyofim in atznius. Yiddishkeit lords doing things privately and not publicly. And suddenly when it comes to Ner Chanukah, we're looking to position the menorah in the most public way. The more the better, more people that see it, the more visible. That's what we're looking for. Why is it? It must be that the meisoid of mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, the biggest important nekuda about mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, is accomplishing Persume Nisa, declaring publicly and letting everyone know and see that the Eivishta is the Sheirish of the Neis. If that's the case, how do we understand one of the most Yisraelistic Halachas in Ner Chanukah of Kofso Ein Zokuklo? The Gemara says, Kepaskin Shulchan Aruch, that if let's say a person lit the Ner Chanukah and a fraction of a second later, the Ner extinguished, it was Kofso Ein Zokuklo. You don't have to go and relight it. You can leave it, make your adin the way it is. How could it be that the most yusaidistic in akuda of Ner Chanukah is accomplishing Persume Nisa, and the Chazal go and tell you that if even have a fraction of a second after you lit it, you don't have to relight it? Are we to assume that that fraction of a second really creates any significant Persume Nisa? How are we meant to understand this halacha of Kofsein Zokuklo? The truth is, it's even shver. The place can speak out that kofso ein zokuklo. If it extinguishes by itself, you don't have to put it back. But if you're mechabit b'yodayim, that's a problem. You can't go and put it out. You can't extinguish it during the shir. Even more so, we find that avada, you have to put in enough oil to light the shir ashetecharegom and ashuk. You can't put in oil for a fraction of a second. You have to put enough oil that can light for the time of persume nisa ashetecharegom and ashuk. How do we put these two things together? On one hand, the mitzvah seems to be lighting it just for a fraction of a second, and it doesn't have to remain lit. It remaining lit is not part of the mitzvah. And mitzad sheni, we find halachas that you can't extinguish it. You have to let it remain lit. You have to put in enough oil that could last for a half hour. How are we to understand it? Is persume nisa the yesoid or not? I think what we see in the mitzvah in our Chanukah is a very choshev yesoid. Of course, what Chazal had in mind and the Yisoid and the Mahus of Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah is Persume Nisa. That is for sure the objective and the intended result of why Chazal Shtel Davek light Ner Chanukah. So of course, extinguish Persume Nisa, Chas V'Cholila. How much do we have to prepare for? How much oil do we have to put into the cups of the menorah? Enough that can create Persume Nisa. Because that's what we're looking to accomplish. That's the yisoid of the mitzvah. Overcomes Chazal, and Chazal say, that's how one must prepare, and that's what a person has to invest in order to try to do the mitzvah and create that persume nisa. But the minute you've done your thing, the minute you've put in the oil, the minute you've lit the menorah in a way that it could light, and then some external force beyond your control came and put it out, came Chazal, and Chazal said, Ein Zokuklo. More than you could do is Shainish Dein Geschäft. That's already not your responsibility. That's already not included in your chiv in the mitzvahs. Why would Chazal do that? If what Chazal had in mind And the purpose of this mitzvah is Bersumei Nitza. Why would Chazal do something so counterproductive? We're looking for Bersumei Nitza. That's what Chazal had in mind. And then they go and say, Kofsein Zochuklo. Would it be so hard for Chazal to give you that one more din of Zochuklo? How hard is it to light it once again? Why are Chazal so bent on saying Kofsein Zochuklo? I think the Yisoid of the din of Kofsein Zochuklo is the Yisoid of the ganze Inyan from Chanukah. When we look at mitzvahs, Yevonim Dik, when we look at mitzvahs where we control Teva, then we're always focused on the bottom line. Was the result, the intended result, accomplished? Did we bring about the objective of this mitzvah? Did we hit the target? When we think that we're controlling Teva, and when we think everything is Teva, then of course, everything is the bottom line. Nu will we matzliach. Mitzvahs become all about atzlocha. There was the intended result brought about. Was I matzliach? Comes Chazal, and Chazal says, that's a Yevonim dikakuk. When it comes to the Nitzochon over the Yevonim, what are we celebrating? We're not Yevonim. We recognize that b'monavshach, we don't control the Teva. We recognize it's Altze Ibishta. Misha Omar Leshemen Sheyadlik. Hu Yoimar Leshemen Shelo Yadlik. Kofsein Zokuklo. Sahot Nishatam Et Mir. Kofsein Zokuklo has nothing to do with me. I did my thing. Mitzvahs are not about bringing about results. Mitzvahs is about Yachas to the Ibishta. The Yevonim couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle mitzvahs? No, they couldn't handle chukim. They couldn't handle brainless mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that don't seem to make any sense, that don't bring about any result, that don't have any tachlis, quote unquote. Those type of mitzvahs they couldn't handle. They couldn't handle a mitzvah that has to do with a relationship. With a relationship of kikach tzivani abayre and nothing more. What they wanted was ein lechelek b'lekai Yisrael. They couldn't imagine the concept of yachas. Of chelek, of having a shaychus to the Eibishter, of doing things simply because the Eibishter said so, and that's what the Eibishter wants. Everything when needed to go through the scientific analysis of cause and effect. Would this cause bring about that effect? A Yevoni would come and see the Kofsein Zokukla, and he would shry Gewalt. That's a tachlis. That's a mitzvah. If we're looking at Yevonim Dik, we feel as if we need to do something for the Eibishter. The Eibishter needs our help. The Eibishter needs our results. A Yiddish cook and the Nitzochon over the Yevonim is mitzvahs have nothing to do with affecting results. Mitzvahs are kichach tzivani abayre. Yesh lanu chelek melakai Yisrael, and we're looking for nothing more than a shaychus to the Eibishter, a relationship with the Eibishter, being a mitzvah v'oise and creating that yachas to the mitzvah. Comes the Chachomim by the Yontiv of Chanukah, and they give the central mitzvah sayoim that will literally rip the hair out of the Yevonim. A mitzvah of Alokis Ner Chanukah, v'kofso ein zokuklo. Yes, that's what Chanukah is all about. Chanukah is not owning the result, but recognizing that Mamon of Shoch, it's up to the Eibishter. All that's being asked of us is to go and do what we can. Prepare a shir. Don't distinguish it. Don't extinguish it. Light the menorah, aber von dawn weiter, from lighting and further, it's shaynish dein geschäft, that's not your job, that's the Eibishter mamonav shach, we don't control Teva, it's all to the Eibishter. The MS is, we light the menorah, it's a zeicher to the menorah beis hamikdash, that's what the menorah beis hamikdash was. The Medrash points out, the Gemara says, v'chilo oyer hu tzorich, the Eibishter told us to light a menorah because he needed our or. Fakert, we find that there was a din to tilt all of the neiris inward, counterintuitive to creating or. I want the chavivos, I want the yachas. Turn on a light for me. It's negative teva. Doesn't make any sense. We're not Yevonim. We do mitzvahs because we have a shaychis to the Eibishter. The menorah itself. Zokt chazal. The Eibishter told Moshe Rabbeinu Bezalel to build it. And they came out and they said it's impossible. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? What did the Eibishter say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Enachanami, do your part, and I'll finish the rest. If anyways it wasn't possible for a human being to do it, why did the Eibishter tell Moshe Rabbeinu Bezalel to start? What's the tachlis? Teretz is, you do your thing, and the Eibishter says, I'll do the rest. That's what Menorah is all about. That's what Halachas Menorah in Beis HaMikdash is all about. And that's what Menorah is, Mesamel the Torah. Yogati umatzasi. You do your Yagiyah, and then it becomes a Metziah from the Eibishter. But you got to do your thing, and that's all that's being asked of you. Not to affect results. Results are not in you. How could a person, a Yuladisha, understand the Blat Gemara? Macha Yagiyah, do your Yagiyah, and then it comes as a Metziah, a total Metziah, a Matona from the Eibishter. When we come, and we are about to light the Neiris, let's try to think for a second. How is this Halokas Ner Chanukah going to illuminate the Shvera Golos? How is it going to continue our Bren during the Shvera Golos when we realize these distractions? I think the answer is when we're in Golos and we realize the Shivun Malchiyos, the Ola Parnosa, the Tirdis, the distractions, the difficulty to be able to do a mitzvah b'shlei Musoi. We start to think for a second and say, Limud HaTorah. I know mitzvahs Talmud Torah, you have to be Idea Kol HaTorah Kula, not Shayach. Tvila, to be Mechavin, every word in Shemana Esrei, not Shayach. Ben Olam Mechaveiroi, to be Mechavel, Savior, upon him, Yofis, of every single person in the morning, it's not Shayach. If we're result-based, if we're focused on bringing about a certain finite result, we're Miyayish. We're left with one of two options, either to give up entirely or to fall into this apathetic, going through the motions without any sipuk. Because we look at the result and we say there's no chance at reaching the result. The Naya Bren that Advoidas Hadlokas Ner Chanukah tells us is Kofso Ein Zokukla. Comes Chazal, and Chazal says the central theme of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is when it comes to mitzvahs, we're not looking for results. The Yevonim, we're looking to own the result. Your Chelek is do your thing, and the rest is the Eibishter. You learn as much as you can. The Eibishter will give the rest. Yogati imotzasi. You put as much koiches as you can into the mitzvah. That's what it's all about, the yachas. Chishev lasis mitzvah benenas. Malo levakosuki laso. You put your full koiches into Hashmein Esrei. Whatever you were anoinis on. Malo levakosuki laso. Mitzvahs are not about the results. Mitzvahs are your chelik. It's the chelik of the yegiyah that you're machnis into the mitzvahs. We all know how precious, how dear to us, how deep our childhood Chanukah memories go. And we also know what Chazal are maftiachos. Harogu b'ner Chanukah, havelem b'nin tamid hachachomim. Chazal are telling us that if we accurately give over the yesoid of mitzvah, salokas ner Chanukah to the next generation, we can actualize the dream of every Yiddish parent having children tamid hachachomim. It would seem, in this light, if we can give over to our children this new bren in Yiddishkeit, in kiyum mitzvos and limud haTorah, if we give over to our children the yesoid of kofse in zokuklo, that all that's being asked of them in kiyum mitzvos and limud haTorah is for the yagati, is for the yagio, and the rest is literally a metziah and a matona from the Eibishter, suddenly the effort and success, they lose their natural borders, and suddenly everyone is motivated to become a Talmud Chacham. May the Eibishter give us the ability to gain this new perspective and be able to give over to the next door this Yisoid Navodis Hashem, even in the Shvera Golus. And Beis Hashem, we will all be zeicher to the Avtocha of Chazal, Harogul B'ner, Havelim B'nin, Tamid HaChachomim.